it's been quite a confusing few days, a week or so, over Hanukkah in terms of the tefillah. We've had so many different tefillot, what you have to put in, Al HaNisim, and Yalev Yavo, and then remembering the Ten Talumatar, and then remembering what to do if you forgot to say it, when you go back, when you don't have to go back, etc., etc. So now it's all over. It should be down to a straightforward davening. But of course, easier said than done, because we've been focusing so much over the past 8 days to remember to say Va'al HaNisim, and to remember to say Yalev Yavo over Rosh Chodesh, etc., that we could find ourselves, we've now finally got into the habit of it, and it comes to today, and we find that all of a sudden we're halfway through Va'al HaNisim, and we remember that it's not longer, not Hanukkah any longer. So what would the din be if we said either Va'al HaNisim or Yalev Yavo when it's not the day that we're supposed to do so? So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Sim Kuf Chet, if you'd bet, addresses this point, and says, HaToeh Mazkir Me'ora Sha'ar Yamin B'Tfilah Shelo B'Zmanah Lo Haveh Hafsaka. The person who makes a mistake and mentions Me'ein HaMe'ora, mentions Yalev Yavo or whatever it is in the Amidah on a day when they're not supposed to, it's not a hefsek, it's not an interruption. Yeah, okay, it's you put something in that you weren't supposed to say, but it doesn't really cause any significant problems, and you don't say with the Amidah that you said. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Lamed Zayin points out that most Achronim disagree with this, and they say that this should be certainly no better than if you spoke in the middle of the Amidah. And in actual fact, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that this is worse than speaking in the middle of the Amidah. And the din is that if you speak in the middle of the Amidah, then you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha that you're in, or if you're in the first three or the last three brachot, then you have to go back to the beginning of those three brachot. So we see that this is an interruption. It's not a relevant tefillah. It's an interruption, and it distorts the tefillah, and one would have to go back. So the Achronim disagree with the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch. The Derech HaChayim, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, makes an important observation and says that this is only a problem. We'll only say you've got to go back if what you said was sheker, was patently untrue. But if it was something that you weren't supposed to add in, but in actual fact doesn't really distort the tefillah, so then it's not a problem. So if a person said Zochreinu lechayim melech hafetz b'chayim, the whole year round, you know, not during the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, he didn't say the Chotveinu because it's not a time of Chotveinu. Chotveinu is only between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But Zochreinu, it's always shy to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember us for good. Or if you said the first part of Yalev Yavo, Elokeinu Kevotein, Yalev Yavo, Yagia, Yair, Zichonin, Zichon Avotein, Zichon Ashebek, David Avdechal, Lefanecha. So, you know, that's a nice thing to ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not what we're really supposed to put into the Amidah when it's not Rosh Chodesh. If we do so, it's not a problem. What if you finished the bracha that you're in? So you'd said Yalev Yavo, and then you said Hamachazish Chinato Letzion. So you finished that bracha, and it's not Rosh Chodesh. What should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chai Adam, who says, in that case, b'diavad, you shouldn't actually go back on the bracha and repeat it. B'diavad will follow the Mechaber, and likewise, if you finish the Amidah, then b'diavad, you shouldn't go back and repeat the Amidah. So it seems that, like, if you're in the middle of the bracha, then you should go back to the beginning of the bracha and say it without it. But otherwise, you don't repeat. The Aruch HaShulchan, though, says that if you finish the Amidah and then you realize, oh, you said Yalev Yavo and you shouldn't have done, then you should repeat the tefillah, the Torat Nadava, as a voluntary tefillah, which one's allowed to recite a voluntary tefillah under certain circumstances, and one can do that, or one should do that in this situation. Of course, that won't always work. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, you can't say a nadava. Also, with Birkat HaMazon, a person put in Ritzay, it wasn't Shabbat or Yalev Yavo, and it wasn't Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, so benching again wouldn't solve that problem. So the best advice, of course, is to make sure that on occasions like this one is focused in the tefillah if necessary to daven from a siddur to make sure that you don't make any mistakes. Ad kan.